This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 18th. I'm Paul Plack. An executive of Tesla Motors and two of the company's engineers are reported dead after a Cessna 310 struck a high-tension transmission pole shortly after takeoff from Palo Alto Airport in California yesterday morning. Gamma says a commitment by the feds to NextGen would be a good thing for the U.S. economy. General aviation manufacturers saw their billings drop 21% in 2009, but still posted their third best year ever. A new forecast predicts a rise in business jet deliveries of a steady 2.7% per year through 2019. The U.S. DOT says combined domestic and international passenger counts on U.S. airlines rose 1.6% in November compared to the previous year. American Airlines says it will resume regular scheduled service into Port-au-Prince, Haiti tomorrow, the first carrier to do so since the January 12th earthquake. The UK's Equality and Human Rights Commission has warned the British government that it needs to take immediate action to bring its policy for body scanning airline passengers within the law. Tulsa International Airport has an air show coming up Saturday, April 24th, and it will provide the public with a chance to see a demo by the Rocket Racing League. John Bingham has been announced as the new president and CEO of Piaggio America Incorporated, the U.S. subsidiary of the Italian aircraft manufacturer. Augusta Westland has a new deal to manufacture helicopters in India for the world market. And a British police agency has been forced to ground its surveillance UAV until it gets the proper license. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Roy Beiswinger of Powered Sport Aviation Magazine provides us some background on recent FAA policies that are putting ultralight and gyroplane instructors out of business. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.